Today in our podcast, The Time and Cost of Mobile Application Development, by Dieter Havorkar, CTO and co-founder of Skills Middle East. A great website is a necessity for just about any business, and ensuring that website works well on mobile is also vital. But is your mobile website up to giving your customers a stellar experience? Are you required to look deep into mobile application development to understand needs and offers? I think the main question people need to ask themselves is the fact, what shall my app do? Shall it be a content-centric app? Well, if yes, the right tool like Purple D's from Sprile App can help. Shall the app integrate into forms and business processes? If yes, then a mobile development platform is required like Adobe eMobile. Mobile application development is not a decision IT managers or CIOs need to take. It requires evaluation through marketers who understand customer communication and maybe the client's information need. If you're unsure, check out these factors to determine whether a mobile site or a mobile app is right for your business. If you decide your business is ready for an app, then you'll want to start thinking about cost. That's where today's infographic by App Developers App Inventive can help. The graphic explores factors that affect the cost of building of mobile apps, including the features you want, the time those features take to develop, and the location of the developers, among other factors. Let us not forget that we need to understand the fact that native apps and hybrid apps are two pairs of shoes. Alone the skill set you require is different. While we can see that native apps require coding native, we can find a web developer who can build for us a hybrid app. In 2017, the App Store offered 783,269 gaming apps. In contrast, as of that period of time, the store had 2.33 million non-gaming apps available. As of June 2017, 180 billion apps had been downloaded from Apple App Store. Statista.com. Also, hybrid apps might be more suitable for content-centric apps and if the content does not to be offline in the app itself. The downside of a hybrid app is maybe the fact that it might not be performing the same way as a good developed native app for iOS and Android. Developer costs and hiring a company is maybe essential. If you compare offers from companies building your app, look close to which type of app they propose to you. As with any marketing endeavor, you want a positive ROI. So check out the infographic to determine the best way to go about mobile application development for your incorporated mobile app for your marketing strategy. Share with your peers your own experience. Use our commenting section below. Read more on our blog at www.skillsme.com/blog.